Tiny instant you would keep and make eternal, passed away in heaven too soon for anything to notice that it had come, what disappeared too quickly to affect the simple knowledge of the Son of God can hardly still be there for you to choose to be your teacher. Only in the past, an ancient past, too short to make a world in answer to creation, did this world appear to rise. So very long ago, for such a tiny interval of time, that not one note in heaven's song was missed. Listen, yet in each unforgiving act or thought, in every judgment and in all belief in sin, is that one instant still called back as if it could be made again in time. You keep an ancient memory before your eyes, and he who lives in memories alone is unaware of where he is. Is this a hindrance to the place wherein he stands? Is any echo from the past that he may hear a fact in what is there to hear where he is now? And how much can his own illusions about time and place affect a change in where he really is? Are you listening to this? Would God allow his son to be lost his way along a road long since a memory of time gone by? A dreadful instant in a distant past, not perfectly corrected, is of no concern nor value. Look, let the dead and gone be peacefully forgotten. Resurrection has come to take its place, and now you are a part of resurrection, not of death. No past illusions have the power to keep you in a place of death, a vault God's Son entered an instant to be instantly restored unto his Father's perfect love. And how can he be kept in change long since removed and gone forever from his mind? You listen to me. The Son whom God created is as free as God created him. He was reborn the instant that he chose to die instead of live. And will you not forgive him now because he made an error in the past that God remembers not and is not there? Now you're shifting back and forth between the past and the present. Sometimes the past seems real, as if it were the present. Voices from the past are heard and then are doubted. You are like one who still hallucinates, but lacks the conviction in what he perceives. Look with me. This is the borderland between the worlds, the bridge between the past and the present. Here, the shadow of the past remains, but still a present light is dimly recognized. Once it is seen, this light can never be forgotten. It must draw you from the past into the present where you really are. So here we are once again, and we're back teaching a very fundamental idea that through this Course in Miracles, you are going to attempt, along with some assistance from all of us who have finally decided at last that we're going to employ, and I mean that in a literal sense, the power of our minds, are you going to listen, to give a new value to the concepts we are holding about ourselves in a determination to begin to teach through self-recognition that first we're only teaching ourselves and that actually there's no world out there. And once we have found that particular within our own mind, we can have an experience of a new association of what appears to be our body form, which previously was giving us a reflection. And this, as we read in this introduction here, in the idea that this world is actually over and gone, that we have been protecting ourselves in a moment in all of eternal life that was representing to us the idea that we were in fact humans, the idea that we were in fact separate minds within the association of alterations in time that held us in the bondage of the past with the present, which to protect ourselves from all of the pain, we projected into the future and began to receive from ourselves reflections of light that justified the ideas, are you ready, that we were bodies. Are you learning this along with me from the satellite? Would you like to practice the idea that you as a human, I'm speaking to every human there is, somehow, excuse me, I'm going to teach this for a second. I think you have an idea that I'm really concerned about what you think, you can use me if you want to, my credentials are in regard to what a master teacher is, or in fact what any teacher of God is. You gonna hear this with me? The credentials of the idea that I am what you think of as a 77-year-old body can only be the credentials of the establishment within my own mind with what I believe within that factor of light that I am. You listen? It's impossible that I do not believe it because I have set up defensive mechanisms within my own mind to protect me from images that are out there, and they certainly appear to be out there, that are going to justify my relationship with my body in their protection of their own body formulation in ideas that they have about protective associations of self-identity, which in our lesson for today of loosing the world, I am going to have an experience of a reconfiguration of my body form, should we do some healing, okay, that can show me that while to you I may appear as a 36-year-old lady, which I just did for you, or a 72-year-old now retired to a nursing home, or a 14-year-old that has his whole life and future ahead of him, all I'm really offering to you in its most individual sense, based on the power of your own conceptual self, is the particular necessity within your own mind not to be gratified, not to hold on to, not to protect yourself in the idea that there's anything within this very limited formulation of light, and look how limited that is, with all of the universes of galaxy out there, with the billions of stars that necessitate in any regard, look with me, that you believe you are that body. Will you share this with me? I know perfectly well you know that how you present yourself to me is not who you are. Every human who is in a particular identity of selfness knows perfectly well that's not who he is, or what is he searching for? What is he afraid of? He's afraid, very fundamentally, of the moment in time where the idea of being lost in space-time, the idea of being not knowing who you are, the moment that lasted but a moment in your mind that now represents all of the terror that you feel about yourself. Yet it is impossible that through the love of the universe sharing of our minds that occurred right there, that we cannot not know that we are, I'm going to use Jesus for a minute, co-creators with the living Son of God in the recognition of that self-responsibility contained within our mind that has absolutely nothing to do with the world that's out there. Are you with me with this now? Now I've worked my way up almost to lesson 132, which is going to say, I'm going to loose the world. There are two little ideas in lesson 131 about you can't see two worlds. Let's look at them, and suddenly you say, oh, that makes perfect sense to me. Now, I'm empowered now to make another decision about myself that's actually not connected in any way to my concepts. Listen. Failure is all around you. While you seek for goals that can't be achieved, you look for permanence in the impermanent, for love where there isn't any, for safety in the midst of danger, for immortality within the darkness of the dream of death. Who could succeed where contradiction is the setting of his searching and the place to which he comes to find stability? Now you are going to search here, but goals that are meaningless are not obtained. Why? There's no way to reach them, for the means by which you strive for them are as meaningless as they are. Who can use such senseless means and hope through them to gain in anything? Where are they going to leave? And what could they achieve that offers any hope of being real? You listen, pursuit of the imagined leads to death because it is the search for nothingness. And while you seek for life, you're actually asking for death. You look for safety and security while in your heart you pray for danger and protection for the little dream that you made. Yet look, searching is inevitable here. For this you came, and you will surely do the thing that you came for. You listen now. The world cannot dictate the goal for which you search unless you give it power to do so. Otherwise, you still are free to choose a goal that lies beyond the world and every worldly thought, and one that comes to you from an idea relinquished and yet remembered. Wow, what a lovely idea. Old yet new, an echo of a heritage forgot, yet holding everything that you really want. Could you see the power of that mind in what I just offered you? Say to me, relinquishment. In its most fundamental sense, ego guys, human beings, all I'm trying to assure you of is that if you'll relinquish, even for a moment, all the ideas you have about that body formulation, the power that's inherent in you with the light of the universe that's all about you cannot not increase the joy that you will experience. Say to me, practice, will you please? Communicate with our minds. Can you see this? Our Course in Miracles, in the teaching devices that you employ, have to begin with a fundamental admission that you're teaching yourself. And while you're perfectly willing to acknowledge it within objective ideas about yourself, the fundamental idea in our teaching, let's go to the truth of it, that the salvation of the world, the realization of the entirety of universal mind, depends on the practice of you changing your mind about who you think you are. The process of doing that is to loose the world from all that you thought it was. There, and suddenly, we communicated. Share this with me. All communication is joyous and loving. Say that to me. The moment that we communicate with each other, and certainly as human beings, we have shared this idea for a very long time within our concept. We appear to find the things that we love. See, we did it just then. Then we are possessed by the idea that if we can defend within our mutual correspondence, say separation of separate minds, we can find communication, this again in the idea of light, where we set up correspondences of time that justify our body form. Want to hear this with me? I'm teaching now as a master teacher. I have no concern about your body at all. None. Zero. I know you're going to see me as this old guy in body. You're going to prove that I came into this world. If you do so, you will be denying what happened to me individually within my own mind in a transfiguration of body form that led to resurrection, which is the act that I ask you to perform in our relationship with Jesus, who said very simply in his own illumination, I'm going up, I'll be back in a moment, I'm going to show you a new continuum of time where with our minds we recognize each other. Remember his teaching? As long as you continue to recognize yourself as a body form in your earthly idea of yourself, you will be unable to see that the power of God is actual, in actuality, a natural application in which you are participating fully at this time, despite your need to misidentify yourself as that body. You want to look at me just for a moment with what I'm threatening you with? You want to share with me in the mind training which you have decided to accept in its most fundamental sense? Say to me, a change of mind. Bam. Well, your mind's changing all the time anyway, isn't it? Yet each time you find yourself in a perspective of that body identification, it appears to be a body occupation of you where you discover that, let's you want to use the old man, that in the Second World War, where millions and going on now, where bodies were sacrificed and we saw the pain of loneliness and death, that if we retain that within our memories of the formulation of ourself, we will get memories of pain and loneliness and death, along with memories of love and of sharing, that are inherent part about how we associate ourselves in our need to love. Practice. I have a need to love. Good. Good. But your need to love within your concept cannot not contain all of the elements you have about your ideas of hate and despising and whole ideas about revenge, need to get even, are all contained within your own mind. Our lesson for today in the idea of loosing the world are releases of both your ideas of possessive love that cannot not contain all of the hate and evil that goes with, I better not use Dr. Phil, my favorite guy, the guy that's putting out all the books. I love him. You know why I love Phil? He's in conceptual association of asking you to examine yourself. The only step that I'm taking with you in this through my saviorship is to say, hey, wait a minute. I have the power within myself to change my own mind, not in correspondent of my need to identify myself as separate. Maybe I can get a letter from Dr. Phil where he says, you're going to have to examine yourself. We are in a procedure of getting results about ourselves that fundamentally are protecting Dr. Phil from the simple admission that finally, this from Jesus, that the power of becoming whole and perfect is in Dr. Phil's mind, as it is in every other mind, in a practice of the retention of your need to share love in your body form that cannot not result in your need to continue to participate in your body and suffer the idea of body loss. Thank you, Dr. Phil. I'm going to send you this video. If you'd like to talk to me, anybody that wants to talk to the old man about the idea of body form, I'll be happy to talk to you, but you listen to me. My dependency in the method in which I teach this is finally not going to be on my self-identity. My protection is going to be based on my God dependency. And while you're perfectly willing to admit that in some sort of sense of our association, the fundamental idea is that you can train your mind subsistently, okay, to release the substance of yourself of power of love, that while they express love conceptually, will bind you to the idea that you're a body. In the most fundamental sense of my offering to you at this time is that you are not that body. But the practice of the idea of communication contains everything that we would want to know about ourselves. The problem is not that. The problem, if you want to hear it from me, in a literal sense, there is no resolution to the problem of your containment in time. Because if Dr. Phil will share this with me, we immediately make the admission that all of us are finally going to say to me, be terminated. Of course. So while we share ideas of ourself, we end up with a disillusionment, perhaps, that, love is inevitable, okay? I'm going to have to protect the little I have in my association. I'm going to have an experience of getting old and die. And because of that process, I am going to have to deny the fundamental teaching of lesson 132 in our Course in Miracles that say, if I loose the world from what I thought it was, I can discover who I really am. And I'll just get to read one little bit about it before we take the break. But what you're going to hear right now is all you're ever really going to have to hear. What keeps the world in chains but your beliefs? And what can save the world except yourself? Belief is powerful indeed. And the thoughts that you hold are mighty, and illusions are as strong in their effects as is the truth. A madman thinks the world he sees is real, and he does not doubt it. Nor can he be swayed by questioning his thoughts' effects. It is but when their source is raised to question that the hope of freedom comes to him at last, and the hope for freedom that you just discovered in that association of a discovery of a single mind that I'm now sharing with you is nothing but a discovery of true self that is giving you so much joy and happiness that where you previously set up arguments about your conceptual self in order to justify yourself, you realize that as long as you do that within your own perspective, you will get the result of that within your own mind. Shall I tell you why, how much I love Dr. Phil? The power that Dr. Phil or anyone that you can think of employs in his determination to be who he thinks he is precisely and exactly the same power that he will use in the discovery of his new self in the other world that's immediately available to him through releasing himself from the defenses of what appears to be his body form. I might remind you that the power that you're using somewhere is an admission fundamentally within yourself that you're very fearful about what you're seeing. But if you employ the power to be fearful, you will be fearful. If you release the idea of fear within your mind, you'll experience joy. Because God goes with us wherever we go. And in this minute and a half interval, when we come back together, so much time will have passed that we'll glance at each other in a moment of light, and this world will be over. Because God does go with us wherever we go. And we're going to say together, God bless us at this moment, each and every one. I thought just for a moment I'd had a request from outside the frame of time to teach quantum identity. Somebody wanted me to teach the idea that what we're offering, this is quantum teleportation, power of science, that the power of mind conceptually is actually what the universe is. But the idea of conceptual association of mind is what space and time is. Can you see this with me? And since life is eternal, and this is a very fundamental admission, the idea that you are self-contained within your own mind cannot be who you really are. But notice how you protect it. This is in the science community too. Because if you lost your defense of objective reality, you would discover that you can communicate, okay, with the power of your mind anywhere out in the universe, as certain as an immediate as you can communicate in the reduction that you employ in order to retain that body formulation. Look with me. There's nothing new at all about what I'm teaching you. This is the possibility within your concept. Okay, since you believe you are, say to me, a body. I'm a body. This is the idea that somewhere within this matrix of mine, we're looking for one guy who's going to appear here and show us all the answers. Will we recognize him when he does appear? This is the teaching of Jesus now. You listen carefully to me, teacher of fracturedism of your own mind. The moment you would recognize him as the teacher, you would recognize instantly that the one you were really searching for was who? Did you say myself? Say myself. Are you just teaching yourself? Did you begin to get a better reflection of Jesus? Did you begin to get a better reflection of someone else that you have named out there? Good. I want you to teach the power of mind, but you remember this. All power is reduced by the idea of objectivity. It cannot not be, very simply because the universe is singular and extends forever. And while you can use that power to fracture yourself innumerably within your own body form, somewhere in space-time, you will and did meet the entirety of the solution that lasted but a moment within your own mind as you decide to loose the world from all that you thought it was. Listen. Yet is salvation easily achieved, for anyone is free to change his mind, and all his thoughts change with it. Now, the source of thought has shifted, for to change your mind means you have changed the source of all ideas you think or ever thought or yet will think. What do you really do? You free the past from what you thought before. You free the future from all ancient thoughts of seeking what you really do not want to find. And as you release the defenses of the protection of your own conceptual identity, you discover to your happy amazement that the guy who appeared to be the body out there, the one that you had identified with all the hatred, with all the grievance, with all the vengeance that you attempted to seek, was actually going on where? Say to me, in my own mind. And as I free myself of the necessity to protect the vengeance I'm going to enact, I discover to my happy amazement that the revenge that I was seeking was against myself. So I don't have to discuss with you, body form, the particulars of your necessity to hold on to yourself separately, because the sudden power of the universe have shown you how infinitesimally small is the idea of light form that has bound you within your own body identity. What did we just share just then? Freedom of mind. How it is identified with your body? You know perfectly well it wasn't. What you discovered in that moment of revelation, perhaps, was a new you that in fact had nothing to do with the body at all. But look, this is the teaching of the court. Now you find yourself, oh, boy, you should have seen that joyous moment of love I just had with the old man. When was that? I don't know, last week, last year, 1,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago. What does that have to do with now? Now is the time where the power of your mind must be employed to change the association of body form in the molecular association of what the body is, in the single admission that the body itself has really nothing at all to do with the power of your mind to decide what you really are. Listen. The present now remains the only time. Here in the present is the world set free. For as you let the past be lifted and release the future from your ancient fears, you find escape and you give it to the world. Listen to me. You have enslaved the world with all your fears, your doubts, your miseries, your pain, your tears. All your sorrows press in on it and keep the world a prisoner to what? To your beliefs. Death strikes it everywhere because you hold the bitter thoughts of death within your mind. Look with me. The world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning, and what you behold upon it are your wishes acted out as you can look on them and think them real. Look with me. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Yet in truth, you found exactly what you look for when you came, and I'm excited at the prospect that you can admit with me that everything that you've been seeing out in the world are thoughts that you had about yourself, you're going to hear this, that you actually brought with you in coming in to this continuum of time. Come on, human being. Because the continuum of time by which you represent yourself as that human condition cannot be outside of your mind. Can you hear this with me? If I'm teaching instantaneous time communication, where you can believe when you were born into this world that you were in a world of occupation of this world, in the idea of longevity of your body form, the sooner you can reenact the power of your mind through the utilization of an instant of the power of time will reduce the amount of space necessary for you to protect yourself in a space-time location somewhere that is already over. So that the application of the idea of the defense of yourself can only be the moment when you recognize the entirety of self, the true you, before time began and after it's over, so that all of the particulars of your mind are being increased in power. Look. There is no world apart from your wish, and herein lies your ultimate release. Change but your mind on what you want to see, and all the world must change accordingly. Why? Fundamentally, ideas leave not their source, and this is all we're really trying to teach you. It's not pride which tells you that you made the world you see and that it changes as you change your mind. But it is pride that argues that you come into a world quite separate from yourself, impervious to what you think, and quite apart from what you chance to think you are. You're going to hear this with me? There is no world. This is the simple thought that this Course in Miracles attempts to teach. Not everyone is ready to accept it, and each one must go as far as he can let himself be led along the road to truth. He will return, and he will go still further, or perhaps he'll step back a while and then return again. But the very simple evidence that the certainty of who you are within your own memory form cannot be separate from you. Come on, there is one power in all of the universe, and that self is you. And that self will not be concerned about the idea of the pain and the loneliness and loss that constitutes your reality. On a continuing basis, the species Homo sapien is perfectly aware of his need to find a solution within his own mind. My teaching to you, as what we term an advanced teacher, is to tell you very simply, it cannot be found. The truth of you cannot be found within your conceptual observation of yourself. Did we see a demonstration of that just then? Could you see that? What occurred for you at the time of the idea that you are going to loose yourself from what you thought it were? While you appeared to be present, this is from the satellite now, that while you appear to be present on this world because it was contained within your memory form, the truth of the matter is that all of the memory of this world, whether it's 40,000 years ago or 40,000 years from now, will be determined by the factor of your self-recognition within the ideas you have about yourself in a continuity of time that wherever you find yourself, can you hear me, can be immediately included in with yourself. And in fact, it will change the so-called history of the world that appears to be out there. What actually happens, if you'd like to know, is while you've always had loving thoughts before, you have always lost them by your need to defend the idea that you're in space-time. So you live in the idea, some of you like to formulate the idea of reincarnation, that I'm going to have to go innumerable body experiences within my own mind. This is a very fundamental teaching. Until finally, I'll find the solution. How long is it going to take you? How long are you determined to give value to the idea of the power of your mind to remain in body form? The only possible reason, you better hear this with me, is you would retain it, is you believe that there's something outside of you within this space reference that you must find in order to have the solution. This course says, I can free my mind from what I thought it was. Will you repeat with me? Say to me, it's not out there. Come on. I pick up your information, I read, and all of it is about old experiences. Now, it's not that you're not going to have them, but what are you going to use them for in the power of your mind of the sentence that we just read? Listening, that there is no world. Listen. Healing is the gift of those who are prepared to learn that there is no world and can accept the lesson now. Look, their readiness will bring the lesson to them in some form which they can understand and recognize. Look, some of you see it suddenly on points of death, don't you? And you rise to teach it. And come on, all humans share this. Others find it in experience that is simply not of this world, which shows them that the world does not exist because what they behold must be the truth and it's not from here. You're going to hear this? And yet it is clearly contradictory to the world. Now look, some will find it in the course and in the exercises that we do today. Why? Today's idea is true because the world does not exist. And if it is indeed your own imagining, then you can loose it from all things you ever thought it was by merely changing all the thoughts that gave it their appearance. You listen to me now, key. the sick are healed as you let go all thoughts of sickness, and the death arise when you let thoughts of life replace all thoughts you ever held of death. And the joy that you're experiencing in this mind training with the realization that you have freed yourself within that body form, in the realization that not only are you healed in the recognition of the power of God, but that everyone that you thought was previously placed by you out there in order to defend yourself, are you going to hear this, is healed along with you. When I am healed, I am not healed alone in my body form. Here we are. Very good. This was this great practice of 132. Now you're beginning to feel the joy of the recognition that somewhere in space-time you recognized who you really are. Look with me. And since the only time there really is in all of space-time, we can begin to exercise our Course in Miracles to utilize in a reasoning process the power that's available within our own mind that we previously used in order to remain fearful in this place that we think we exist. Now, a little more about this lesson 132 that you're going to free the world. A lesson earlier repeated once must now be stressed again, for it contains the firm foundation for today's idea. Here's a great idea for you. You are as God created you. There is no place where you can suffer, and no time that can bring change to your eternal state. How can a world of time and place exist if you remain as God created you? Look, what is the lesson for today except another way of saying that to know yourself is the salvation of the world? To free the world from every kind of pain is but to change your mind about yourself. Why? There is no world apart from your ideas, because ideas leave not their source, and you maintain the world within your mind in thought. Look, I'm not denying you that you have access to your formulation of your conceptual mind within your body form, but I am telling you this. Within your idea of space and time, and now I'm looking at the universe, just for a moment, you have enclosed yourself, let's use galaxy, in the idea of a circulation of energy through the utilization of gravity, let's call it that, with the power that was being pressing in on you, that when you go out into the world with your determination to find the solution, always end up back exactly where you started. But this time around, you're going to say to me in body, I've had enough of this. I looked up into the stars and I saw billions of stars, not just my one little one. I saw billions of galaxies, of energy of light form, and I'm very tired of having to protect myself in the idea that this little place in space-time is really where I'm from. Listen. Yet if you are as God created you, you can't think apart from Him, nor make what does not share His timelessness and love. Are these inherent in the world you see? Does it create like Him? Unless it does, it's not real and cannot be at all. You listen, if you are real, the world you see is false. For God's creation is unlike the world in every way. And as it was His thought by which you were created, so it is your thoughts which make it and must set it free, that you may know the thoughts you share with God. Let's read it together. Release the world. Your real creations wait for this release to give you fatherhood, not of illusions, but as God in truth. God shares his fatherhood with you who are his son, for he makes no distinction in what is himself and what is still himself. What he creates is not apart from him, and nowhere does the Father end and the Son begin as something separate from him. And now listen, there is no world because it is a thought apart from God and made to separate Father and the Son and break away a part of God himself and thus destroy its wholeness. Can a world which comes from this idea be real? Can it be anywhere? Deny illusions, but accept the truth. Deny you are a shadow briefly laid upon a dying world. Release your mind and you will look upon a world release. Now, today, our purpose is to free the world from all the idle thoughts we ever held about it and about all living things we see upon it. They cannot be there, no more can we, for we are in the home our Father set for us along with them. And we who are as he created us would loose the world this day from everything we ever thought about it. And here's the final practice. I, who remain as God created me, would loose the world from all I thought it was, for I am real because the world is not, and I would know my own reality. This is a very ancient script that was utilized within the idea of man body in the certainty that in no way are you from here. This is my teacher, Jesus, who says very simply, you're not a body. You are free. I have resurrected. I have returned momentarily to share that resurrection with you. And you have left this world. Did you hear that? You weren't here for more than that moment, and you're gone. Now, we have associated ideas about new formulation in the teaching of this Course in Miracles, and you have been willing, this from Jesus, to return with me just for a moment, now empowered with a new discovery of yourself that you have reached, which you now offer to the world. You remember this, everyone who is inhabiting this world within his own concepts is already sharing with you the certainty of the single self that we are in the inevitability that love from God to each other is what eternal life is, and that the joy in loosing this world is the freedom you have found in eternal life. What a joy it is for me to teach A Course in Miracles as you discover that you are really only teaching yourself. And in that discovery, this world disappears because you have loosed the world from what you thought it was. Because God goes with us wherever we have gone within this parameter, because God is the mind that we're thinking of the power and love for each other. I'm sure I'll be seeing you again beyond the parameter of the idea of this little formulation. We will be meeting and teaching together the resurrection of the power of our mind. So we can say together, God bless us each and every one. And it turns out to be you. Thank you. It was you all along, wasn't it? It really was you. That's what